Rutherford Issues with Brian Barrett on FM 101.9 and AM 1450 Murfreesboro, FM 100.5 Smyrna. Listen and watch at WGNSradio.com.
Rutherford Issues is powered by Middle Tennessee Electric. MTE's Sharing Change is funded by members who round up their electric bills to the nearest dollar each month as a donation and support hundreds of nonprofits. Find out more at sharingchange.org. We're talking about the Boys and Girls Clubs of Rutherford County here today. Michelle Clifford joins us, and it's always fun to catch up with Michelle on what's going on at the BGCRC, and I'm sure you've had enough time to recuperate from steak and burger, Michelle.
Hey, Brian. I have. It was amazing, though. Like, I recuperated fast because it was so exciting that I just was on a high, I guess, for a while, yeah. You know, and bounced back. But it was a great event. Oh, my goodness. I'm excited to talk to you about it today.
Well, I know there. Jeff Foxworthy was the big headliner. I'm sure that he was a smashing hit. I did see lots of photos so on Facebook from several Facebook friends who went to the event. So he was very willing to meet with all those folks who got there.
He was wonderful to work with. He was so kind, and I'll tell you, a few times, like, he would ask me, like, are y'all raising a lot of money tonight? Even at the end, when I was walking him out, he was like, how much money did y'all raise tonight? That's wonderful. I love hearing that. And he was telling me about other organizations that he's involved in as well. So you could just see he had a heart for the community, which makes it wonderful to work with someone like that.
Sure.
But then on top of that, he's hilarious. He had the crowd, like, I saw several people, and people told me, like, almost in tears, like, almost crying that they were laughing so hard. He was so funny. He was funny even, like, in the green room. Like, he's just always on, I think, and funny. But he was entertaining from the second he hit that stage until he walked off. Until he walked off the stage. He did a 45-minute, like, comedy set, you know?
Yeah.
And I'm just, hilarious, Brian. I mean, hilarious. So he was fun.
Well, did any of the club kids get to meet him? I'm sure that there were some there at MTSU that night, too.
We did. We always incorporate as many club kids as we can because this event is really about them. And they did. They got to meet him. He was great with them. It's fun to watch them get to have that moment and meet him. And then we had, you know, kids who are a part of the event. And can you imagine, Brian, being 10, maybe you can because you speak on the radio, but being like 10 or 11 years old and standing up in a room of 920 people and speaking, that's what our kids do. And they do it like pros. And that's one of my favorite things, is just giving them that opportunity in that moment to just stand up there and shine and let everyone see them shine. I love it.
Yeah. And it's kind of a different setup. You know, they have people surrounding them on all sides too. So
that's right. It's in the round. That is very hard. But this is the first time, actually, we had the child who emceed last year. We had him emcee again this year. He is a natural. Oh, Brian, you need to meet him. You might have a few times, but he's a natural. He's hilarious. And he works that room and he memorized his script. And then he'll even, like, go off script and ad lib, and he's funny, and he is a natural and just better than I could do up there working that stage. He loves it. He lives for this moment every year of steak and burger to get to go up there and be in front. And he likes to tell jokes. So I think one day we're going to see him. His name is Silas. We're going to see his name in lights, like we see Jeff Foxworthy's name in lights one day.
Well, you need send Silas our way, you know, especially when he can drive, you know, we'll find a place for him here, you know.
Oh, yeah. He's a pro. He's a pro.
It's good to find people like that, that young. And, you know, that you're going to read and hear about this kid. And that's what's cool about your job, I think, mm-hmm. because of the kids who have come through the program and come back and share how they have done so well and have families and their careers and stuff. That's got to be pretty rewarding.
Oh, it's the best, Brian. In fact, we had a young lady speak at Steak and Burger for a few minutes, like 2 minutes. But she was a club kid at our club. And now she's in college, about to graduate. She interned with us this summer. And so, but I can remember her being a little girl coloring thank you cards in my office, and here she is standing on this stage as a young lady in college, and I love it. And it is, you're right, it is so rewarding. And we had a young man who was a sponsor at Steak and Burger, and he was a club kid. And he, again, I remember him in my office. I remember his little sister in my office. I've watched him grow up and turn into this wonderful young man. And here he was looking wonderful and amazing and so handsome as a sponsor at our Steak and Burger event this year. And I was so excited to see him. And he has his little daughter with him. I mean, he's done so well. And you're right. This is the best part of my job. And I'm lucky and blessed that I've been at the club long enough to where I'm getting to see them now
Yeah.
in an older age. And it's wonderful.
Michelle Clifford is joining us today from the Boys and Girls Clubs of Rutherford County. And Jeff Foxworthy was great. I'm sure the live auction, that's always a treat for everybody. And just the way that it's done kind of gets the audience participation going.
That's right. It's from the minute our event starts until it ends, it is high energy, high packed. And our auction is high energy, a wonderful live auction. We play games with the audience. Actually, one of the gentlemen who helps with the live auction, he warms up for Ellen on the road. So he like works the crowd. He is high energy and it is fun from start to end. And I'm so excited. In the room that night, Brian, we raised $167,000.
Wow, how awesome.
Yeah, it was a record for us. And it was truly amazing. I say it to you all the time, Brian, and I mean it. We have the best community who believes in our mission, who believes in our youth and gives back and invests in them so that we have the Mayas standing on stage, as a college student. And we have the Bens coming back as a sponsor now and giving them that opportunity. So.
And obviously, this will be used to help continue the programs at the club and for the kids that are there. And I know that you do a lot with, I mean, you stretch every penny. It probably screams every time you, what are they, what's the saying? A penny screams every time you pull it out of your pocket.
Yes. One of our big things is we want to be very good stewards of our money, of the money that the community trusts us with. So we really do think through that and try to be good stewards and try to, everything we do is it full of integrity? I don't know if that's integral. I don't even know the right word, but we integrity is a big, a big, what is the words, Brian? Help me. Something that we really try and make sure
Sure.
that we always have and present in our organization.
Well, I mean, you want to respect the people who have donated so much of their money, and they could obviously have done that with other organizations or not at all. And I know you're appreciative of the support of the community, and you just want to be good stewards of that.
That's right.
Yeah.
That's right. We appreciate them.
So, Jeff Foxworthy, I'm sure he had a few, you might be a rednecks in there too, right?
He did, but he was so funny. I'll tell you, my parents came to this event and they're not from here, so they don't get to come to all of them, but they drove up for Jeff Foxworthy. And I don't always get a chance to go sit and listen, but I went and sat next to my parents and listened. And like, I will always remember this core memory. My mom would nudge me and be like, Michelle, that's you. And I'd nudge, I'm like, no, mom, that's you. Or I'd be nudging my dad. So it was fun to be in there. I mean, just laughing and laughing. And I saw other people in the room doing the same thing, like nudging, each other and just relating and laughing and having so much fun.
Well, can tell me who's going to be here next year? I always have
Oh, Brian,
to
I know. $1 million question. I don't know yet. If you have any ideas, let me know. Always willing to hear. Always love hearing the community's feedback. But it will be someone that will be a lot of fun. I will promise you that.
Yeah.
And Brian, you're always one of the first ones I tell.
I know. I just try to get it out of you earlier and earlier if I
I
can,
know.
but.
I know.
So I mean, we've kind of gotten back on schedule, so it's a summertime event. Just plan on that, what, sometime in June,
That's
July?
right. In June or July.
Yeah.
Yep, at MTSU.
Very good. Michelle Clifford with the Boys and Girls Clubs of Rutherford County with us today. A couple of additional things in the last remaining minutes that we've got here. Tell me about Artist at the Alley.
Sure. So we're lucky we've partnered with Alley on Main, and they are going to have like a singer songwriter night. To benefit the clubs, and it's August 29th. It's coming up fast, I know. But they have LV Shane, who has a song out on the radio right now, My Boy. It's wonderful. I'm sure if you Googled it, you're like, oh yes, I've heard this song. So he's coming, and then Allie on Main is providing dinner. Again, it's a fundraiser for the Boys and Girls Club. So we do, it is almost sold out. But we do have a few remaining tables of that for August 29th. The tables are $2,000, but again, you get to come. It's a very small setting. It's not like Steak and Burger, and have this intimate time to hear this artist sing. And again, raise money for the club, and we'll have another wonderful live auction as well. But that's
Cool.
coming up. If anyone wants information, they can call the club 615-890-2582, and we'll give them all the information that they want. But we're excited for this opportunity to partner with Ali on Main for this.
Yeah, boy, they do a lot in the community, and their food is worth it alone.
Oh, I know, we're getting this 10:40, getting close to second breakfast for me, and so starting to get hungry talking about Ali on Main.
Yeah, no. Good stuff there. And thanks to the Alley on Main for stepping up to help out the Boys and Girls Club. It's almost back to school time next Wednesday. Kiddos head back for their first day, and then it's on. So I'm sure it's about to ramp up
Awesome.
there at the club too.
It is. We have school year registration open. If you go to our website, bgcrc.net, there's a list of all the schools we pick up from. And it's easier, we pick up from the majority. There's not many we don't pick up from. So there's a list on our website of all the schools we pick up from. You can register on our website if you're interested as well, right there. But after school registration is open, and we're excited to start a new school year.
How do you break that up? Is it broken up into ages? I mean, are you full with some ages, or do you just take what comes in until you're full?
Good question. So it's different than summer. In the summer, we fill up in age groups. Here, we'll fill up based on bus capacity. So once a school fills a bus, we are full for that school. That a child can still come, but we can't provide the transportation, which usually is what is needed. So it's based on bus and capacity there, but we're still open. So register if you'd like.
Okay, so at this point, things are open for all the schools. Is that what you say?
Things are open for all the schools. Usually our Blackman schools fill up first. So maybe go if you're, I might put a little more extra rush if you're one of the Blackman schools, but other than that, we're still open, and you should be okay.
In the next minute, 90 seconds or so, kind of talk to us about what the kids do once they get there and get off the bus after school. And I mean, they get dinner and everything, right?
They do. After school is fun. They get off the bus, we give them an afternoon snack. They have the opportunity to go do their homework. We have volunteers and staff there if they choose for homework help and do their homework. And then we have all sorts of programs that we run with them, from art to sports and fitness to drones. We have the new bike track, butt pump track we've been talking about, Brian. So there's all sorts of activities for them to do, all sorts of fun programs for them to do, opportunity for help with their homework, or if they just need, want some extra schoolwork help, people are there for that as well. And then you're right, we give them, we feed them dinner every night, a warm, hot dinner every night, and then send them home to their parents with their homework done, fed, happy and tired, and ready
Yeah.
for a fun night with their family, to be able to hang out for an hour or two before they have to go to bed, instead of trying to cram everything in.
There's nothing worse than, after dinner, oh, I've got homework, So at least all that's it's all taken care of. They've even gotten their meal and ready to go. So that's good stuff.
I'm ready. That's right.
Where do you do the sign-ups? Is it online?
It's online, bgcrc.net. You can see where we pick up from, and you can register all there.
Okay, very good. Michelle, as always, thanks for being with us here this morning. Congrats on the great outpouring from the community for the steak and burger, and we'll talk to you next month, and we'll be back in school full bore by then.
Back in school. Thanks, Brian. Appreciate
Absolutely.
you.
Thank you very much. That's Michelle Clifford joining us today on Rutherford Issues. And that's going to do it here for our program. I want to thank you so very much for joining us today. Hope you've had an enjoyable time listening in. If you missed part of the conversation that we had with Michelle and want to go back and see how things went with Steak and Burger, you can do that. We'll have the podcast up shortly. WGNSradio.com. Look under podcast in Rutherford Issues and listen back to all of the shows. Maybe you don't get to hear Action Line on the mornings. Well, take a look at it. It's always posted there. You can listen anytime, anywhere.